it felt like it was the natural next step to lead an organization that I've been involved with for virtually most of my career.
Yeah, you've been with the station since the mid-1980s. How do you see the role of Idaho Public Television differing today from what it was back then?
Well, certainly the ways in which we delivered our content have changed dramatically. You know, both the new technology of high definition in the broadcast arena, and then more and more our content is being delivered online and through new media devices like iPads and iPhones and Android devices. And so I see certainly that kind of change. In addition, because of digital television, you know, when I started, we had one analog channel for each of our regions of the state. And now we can simultaneously broadcast four incredibly high-quality channels with differing content and even more opportunities to serve the public.
When a listener to a radio station or a viewer of a TV station might hear about a change at the top, perhaps there's concern about significant changes in the product that they've come to know and appreciate. Should viewers expect anything different on Idaho Public Television under your watch?
Well, I think that's one of the nice things that, about their choice of me as the new executive director, general manager, because I come from programming. My background is in content. I was the one who was choosing the programs and developing with our producers the content that we produce. So I think my background in what we do, viewers can feel comfortable that while there may be some slight changes here and there as we move forward, they can expect the kind of same high-quality programming and local productions that they've come to expect from us.
Fans of the man you're replacing, Peter Morrill, often cite his ability to really work well with the state legislature, which largely controls revenue for Idaho Public Television. What do you see as your role in working with the legislature? What will it look like?
Well, certainly Peter has big shoes that I'm going to have to fill. He's was well-loved by people throughout Idaho, both our viewers, our donors, our constituents, and of course members of the legislature as well. You know, but I've also been here in Idaho for going on 30 plus years now, and at the station for 28 years, and so I've also gotten to know many of the members of the legislature and other government officials, and certainly my style may be slightly different than Peter's, but I also understand the important role that the legislature plays in making Idaho Public Television a strong and important part of the education system of Idaho.
What are the biggest challenges your organization will face in your tenure as GM?
Well, I think there's two things. You know, funding will always be a challenge for any public station, whether it's public radio, public television, or for that matter, any other nonprofit organization. We get about 65% of our operating budget from individuals and businesses and foundations. And so certainly my eyes will continue to be focused in my efforts to ensure that those funders continue to find public television a worthy investment. And certainly then you've got the legislature, and government support will be an important consideration as well. I think the other thing is the changing nature of the media landscape, where more and more viewers are coming to find our content online. And as we shift from more traditional broadcast mode to online delivery, I certainly see that as being a challenge to make sure that we continue to deliver content that meets those viewers' needs, even in the new way in which they're consuming it, whether it's mobile or on their computers or in their cars or wherever.